need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and comedians, femdoms and femcoms, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, Adonai, Chag Sameach Rosh Hashanah to my landsman, yeah. But we don't know if we're children of any of those gods or the goddess, but we do know, until we start cloning ourselves, that we are all children of sex. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Fucking men.
Can I get an a women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the little love church of the Bonobo Way. This here is the womb room, baby. And we are in the little village of Bonoboville. And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And yeah, how about that Trump impeachment? Woohoo!
Yeah.
It's happening. Praise the Lord and the lady, all the ladies especially. Yes, indeed, have done a good job so far. Impeach Trump is trending. Hashtag, so is women for Bernie, okay?
You yes. Know,
I'm there. So is impeach Trump Pence Barr, woohoo. Finally, it looks like all of that spanking and gagging with a penis pacifier, that's right, get your penis pacifier under gag order in your mouth, your filthy mouth. And stay there, presidents, while we do a fun show. And it looks like all of that spanking and gagging has kind of paid off. What can I say? It's working. Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, is it too early to throw a, Trump impeachment party?
Not at all.
No, it's not too early.
Not too
I don't want to jinx it.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want to jinx
it. There, son of a good.
Okay. Just, well. Yeah. Okay. Yuck. And I do want to celebrate, but I do wonder, can the Dems pull it off? I mean, are they going to blow it and even lose in 2020? Oh, it's exciting but scary times. Very kind of scary, but just the announcement gives you a little, charge, puts the brakes on the clown car of cruelty, of drumpf, and makes this filthy mouth wife want to scream filthy, fabulous things like, fuck yeah! Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Women?
Amen.
All right. So meanwhile, we got the climate strike. This is happening every Friday with these sexy young people. They're not kids. I mean, I'm not saying that the kids are sexy. Okay, I'm just saying that
sexy 18-year-olds.
Over 18-year-old young people. And the old people. There are old people there, too. I mean, okay, at these climate strikes. And they're like the place to go on Friday, you know, from Bangladesh to Beverly Hills to Brazil. I mean, the rainforest, everywhere. People of all ages. And I'm telling you, this is the way. You know, I'm your post-Trump sex disorder doctor. And this is the way to treat your post-Trump sex disorder is get out there and save life on Earth. And maybe meet someone while you're doing that, you know? And, you know, because that's a good way to meet people. I mean, hey, I used to do that, go to protests and meet people.
Yeah.
Fall in love, fall in lust.
You know? Sex, drugs.
Sex, man. A few drugs. We're not recommending the drugs. By the way, I am not snorting cocaine, just in case you're wondering. I have a sinus condition brought on by the lovely pollutants in the air. Oh, yes, the nanoparticles. We love them. Oh, man. So, you know, it's happening right now. I feel the climate, just the air I'm breathing is thicker. And now, you know, Trump wants to take our standards for auto emissions away so that, you know, we're going to have autos belching through the freeways. Well, all right. So, not snorting cocaine, just living in the 21st century, okay? So, by the way, speaking of when it is September. It's the last Saturday night. The climax of self-love. I can only do so much self-loving on Facebook. But yeah, self-love September. Yeah, baby. So if you haven't self-loved yourself yet, tonight's the night. Set the mood. Pour yourself a glass of wine, buy yourself some flowers, and a vibrator would be actually better. And tell yourself you're gorgeous. I'm sure you are. And give yourself a massage. I don't know if you can do that so well.
Massage kinda, my own back.
Well, you can do it with the vibrator. You know, okay. Get one of those big vibrators, you lean up and down.
All the way on high.
And make beautiful self-love. I mean, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. And it is self-love September. So it's the climax. It's time. It's time. We've had a great self-love September. All kinds of great guests on our show through September. Who was on for the kickoff was, of course, the giantess, Goddess Sevra. And so the swinger who was on the Motor Bunny,
yeah.
Michelle Lust, Swinger Bash. And, I mean, we've had some great guests. Sissy Sev.
And John Yabes.
Yes,
and now
John
we have
Yabes.
His friend.
Yes, we
roommate.
Do. Well, okay. So I'm going to, I guess, I want to make a little announcement, though.
Sorry, I said it too soon.
Two announcements. I know. I'm not ready to introduce my guests yet.
Well,
I want to say something serious. One of our human bonobos is in the ICU right now. And we're not much into serious prayer here in the Church of the Bonobo Way. But we are rooting for you, Rob, okay? So come on through. We are rooting for you.
Rob!
Can we get a Rob?
Can we get a Rob or Rob?
Rob.
Rob, Rob.
Rob, Rob. Rob, Rob, Rob.
Rob, Rob, Rob.
Rob, Rob, Rob.
Okay.
Rob, Rob,
And before I introduce my fabulous guests, I also want to give a shout out to Secular Sexuality. Hi there, Christy Powell. And V. Not the V of her crotch, as in Peyton Place. And not the... remember the 5th of December, V. Remember that, V? but it's more like V La Bianca. So secular sexuality hosted by V La Bianca and Christy Powell and founded by Dr. Daryl Ray. Hi, Daryl Ray. Author of The God Virus and Sex is God, just did a great interview with me about the Bonobo Way.
It was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And touching.
It was amazing and touching. I felt
and
touched.
Sad
I,
and happy.
I actually kind of half brought myself to tears in the middle of it. So I'm not going to tell you why, but you have to watch it. And it's on YouTube.
I cried too.
Oh, really?
When you cried, I cried. That was a sad story that we're not
going
to
tell.
But you have to watch to see, to learn what happened.
Much. Yeah, yeah. It's about the bonobos. The bonobos make you laugh, they make you cry, and they make you want to have sex. They don't make you want to have sex with bonobos. Well, not usually. I hope not. I don't think that would be a
good
idea.
We're just going to aspire to be like that.
You want to just embrace your lovers, you know, or yourself. Bonobos masturbate. Bonobos make self-love. That's right. They do it especially a lot when they're in the zoo, because that's like being in jail and you don't have anything else to do. But they do it in the wild, too. They masturbate. As George of Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she would have made our arms shorter. Right.
So like a T-Rex couldn't masturbate?
T-Rex is always in a bad mood for a reason.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right?
Okay, no, I didn't
God,
think about
God,
it. No.
God in the Garden of Eden, he tells the snake is not going to have any arms or legs anymore. Really. That's the big problem is not the no walking and no being able to, you know, eat your food. It's more you can't masturbate anymore. Can't. The snake has to rub his belly on the ground to get off. That's
you can't
really
touch it.
Yeah. But you know, some people are like that. I will just say I have some clients who like to not touch themselves with their hands. Mainly because I don't know. I think it's because they were taught not to masturbate. So they think if they touch themselves with their hands, and by the way, the word masturbation in Latin, it means to actually dirty yourself with your hands. Mast is hands, and urbation is something to do with abuse or dirt. And even the Romans had a problem with it. The Greeks were better. Diogenes said, "Would to God that there was something I could do to allay my hunger by just rubbing my stomach." You know, because masturbation allays your, you know, horniness. Sometimes, usually. It does. It takes the edge off. It's a good thing. It helps you incels out there. We love you. You need to do it more. Okay, Rob is watching. Hey, Rob, did you hear us give you a shout-out?
He just now joined, I think.
Oh, you joined. We just gave you a big shout-out.
You just missed it, Rob.
Hey, we hope you get better. We don't pray here in the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way.
What, he's watching
we
from
did
the
a
hospital?
Rah, rah, Rob. Yeah,
it says
so
Robert
we hope
Barringer
you get better
joined.
Soon.
Joined, right. Okay.
Our little bonobo.
Ask him how he's doing.
How you doing? Yeah, how's he doing?
Yeah, how's he doing?
Right.
I took the
he's obviously
out,
good
right,
enough to watch
he's talking,
the show.
You know, he's
well, no, he's not necessarily talking.
Oh, he's not talking.
He's just watching.
Yeah, but usually when you're intubated, as he was, they don't let you use your hands because
right.
If you use your hands, you're going to yank your tube right. out of your neck because it hurts so bad. Actually, it doesn't hurt because they put you on painkillers, but it's very uncomfortable. So, okay. So watch Bonobo Way on secular sexuality. Find out how Rob is doing. And now we're going to introduce our guests. We're very excited to have our favorite combination, porn star, or kind of has been a porn, I don't want to say has been, but hot MILF and comedian. And so porn star. Well, Brianna Brooks. Let's hear for
Woo!
Brianna Brooks,
Brianna!
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Brianna Brooks has not been on the show in 6 years. 6 years ago, she was on the show last in 2013, and actually two shows.
Yes.
First.
So excited to be back.
Yay, we are so excited to have you back.
I love it.
I just want to kind of do a little throwback to those of you who have been watching the show for many years. And first Brianna was on Purim. What is going on?
Yeah.
I hear something back there. But should I be ignoring it or?
Yes.
Ignore it. Okay, I thought it was Rob actually for a second. I thought Rob was calling. So anyway, the first show that Brianna was on was called Purim Rising, and you were a harem girl.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was so much fun.
Yes.
I loved it, and I was so excited to come back.
And then you were on my birthday show.
Yes.
And that's where you made a really big splash, because you did a strip tease on the stripper pole.
Yes, I did.
And oh my God, she just drove all the men and most of the women and everybody in between crazy. Everyone, that was like a lot of people said that was a high point of my birthday, okay? So
damn,
that was seriously
girl.
Amazing.
You did it.
Yeah. I think that's everybody's high point when the stripper jumps out the cake in here.
But no, wait a second. There were a lot of strippers. No. There were a lot of porn stars and strippers. This was when I had these huge shows. There were tons of people and strippers and porn stars and naked people. But Brianna made a big impression on everybody. She just has that pizzazz. What can we say, girl? And now you are a, come on, just give me a hug. Return to your mother, you prodigal daughter. And speaking of mothers, I am just your mother confessor, but you are an actual mother now.
Yes.
You're a wife
and
mother.
Yes.
Which makes you a MILF.
I'm officially a MILF now.
You are. Well, congratulations. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
You look gorgeous. You don't look any different.
Well, thank you.
Really.
I feel really
and
great.
That's a big compliment because you were always gorgeous and you really
thank
don't
you.
Look any different.
Thank
so
you so much.
It's blonde night, I guess. And sitting next to you is a fellow blonde.
Yes,
and
truly.
Your virgin show is tonight. Your virgin Dr. Susan
Whoa.
Block show. Alyssa Poteet, let's give her a welcome.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Alyssa Poteet is a comedian, or as Sally Mullins would say, a femcom.
Oh, I like that. Femcom.
Femcom. Like
femcom.
Femdom, you're a femcom.
I'm going to tell everyone in my life now.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yes. I hashtag it. So, you know, you can find me.
I'll join the movement. Absolutely.
Yeah, join the movement. Yeah, be a femcom.
Femcom.com, baby.
Right. So I was very impressed with your Twitter and what you called yourself, which was small tits, big tweets.
I mean, it's just anatomically accurate at this point.
Well, it goes beyond the anatomical. But yeah, you had some big tweets. You have pretty little titties there. No bra, I noticed. Don't look, Marky Z.
Stop
get
it.
Too close.
Oh.
Okay. But in any case,
I
okay.
researched the show. I mean,
it's great. It's great. So you have this one tweet I was really moved by, but it was also funny.
I hate that you went through my Twitter. I use my Twitter at the weirdest emotional times.
And this was a weird emotional time, but it was good. It said, "We're all suffering," in capital letters. Just be nice.
It's fucking true, though, because it's like people will be and they'll go out of their way to be, they'll expend energy to be mean. And it's like, dude, everyone else is just as sad and like is feeling just as shitty as you. Like, just be like, make it less annoying for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then it'll like be less sad for you. Just like, stop. Like, why are you being a dick?
That's so bonobo.
Truly,
yes,
it sounds like
bonobo.
I'm looking forward to watching the movie.
It's a very bonobo type of thing, because bonobos are very caring and empathetic, and they do have a lot of sex, and probably if someone looks like they're suffering, they offer a blowjob or something like that.
That is so accommodating.
They don't have any incels in Bonoboville.
Oh, that's really nice.
And the women are empowered. I mean, they're not women. They're females. But it's a very, you know, kind of female-dominant community. It's like, it's females rule Bonoboville, but the males are happy. And that is the key and the thing that is missing from a lot of modern feminism, although I am a feminist. I always think, hey, feminists, you know, pay attention to the bonobos, because bonobos know that to empower the females, you need to make your males happy.
That makes so much sense to me. A man needs a job, like you know. They
a job. I don't know.
Not
if that
in
makes,
a rude way, but like
my,
you know,
my man wouldn't be happy with a job. Do you want a job, Max?
I don't know.
No, a way, Max, a purpose, yeah. though,
a purpose,
like a way
yeah,
to
definitely.
Be of
yeah.
value, definitely. A way to not just be a little bitch. You know, yeah. like you need something. It's like, hey, if you do this, it would be really helpful, and then we could all be good and rise together. It's like, okay, got it, and then we'll get it fucking done.
Yeah,
it'll be
yeah.
good.
Men need to be useful. And if that implies being used, sorry, but, you know, we all use each other. And yeah, it's very bonobo. And so, yeah, we're all suffering. Just be nice. Oh, and by the way, I want to let you know, your mom is looking forward to your appearance on today's show.
Your mom is
oh,
watching.
My God. The, like, fear of God just came into my eyes because I forgot what you were referencing. And I was like, what is going on?
You know, Dr. Susie, I thought
my
that
mom was, watched the last show.
Yeah. Oh, what did she say?
Really? Yeah, she typed a really nonsensical comment, and I had to delete it. But
oh.
I think she was
wow,
into the
well,
show.
Wow, you have to delete your mom.
Oh, man.
No, I deleted her comment. I didn't delete her. I do it all the time.
No, I didn't mean delete your mom
you
like, as a person.
Just like, you know, I'll post something, and then... She's a worse speller than me.
Oh, okay.
She'll just type something really nonsensical, and so then I'm like, okay, let's just delete it. You know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. Well, I'm impressed.
Did
last,
it have anything
but
to do with your
week,
tits or something?
Yeah, you were very,
very out
active
there.
And out there last time.
You weren't always.
Spanked,
yeah, yeah.
I was
you got
spanked.
Spanked.
Yeah.
You got you had you know
she asked
titties and you did some spanking and. You were
she
very physical.
She had a legitimate question about the show, actually, but it was just kind of my mother's stereotypical
okay,
nonsense.
Okay, what is it? What's her question?
I can't remember now. It was. So, I'm sorry. I deleted it. It was like
now I'm really
like
gonna spank
every,
you.
Every other
oh,
word
do
was
it.
Misspelled.
Do it. Stand
how dare
up.
You say she had a good question and then not remember the question?
Banker.
If you didn't even bring it up. Then we wouldn't care.
Okay, I should have wrote it down.
Well,
you
that.
Know what? Next time I'll write it down and I'll let you read it. And you'll be like, Sunshine, what is this shit? I ask.
I didn't say it to write it the way she does.
Hi.
Anyway, hey, moms out there. We love you. We love the moms. And we have a mom right here, actually. So how's being a mom change your sex life or does it?
You know, being a mom is amazing, I have to say. And it changes my sex life by not being able to have sex as often as I would like.
Well, that's... yeah, because, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day.
There's only 24 hours
a day.
The
baby takes up quite a few of those.
Yes.
And, well, now she's two or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's two. So she just turned two in August.
Okay.
And... just trying to get back into the sexual pattern it's been difficult, I have
is
to
it?
Say.
Is it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't have any tips for moms who want to get back into the sex because you're working on that.
Yeah, okay. Working on
it. How about masturbation? It is self-love.
I'm good with
September.
That.
I'm you're good with that.
Hey.
Good with that. You can get in with that anytime.
Right. Is that because you can just, like, do it anywhere?
Exactly.
Just
shower
lock yourself
after
in the bathroom?
Workout, anything. Like, when you're by yourself, it's way easier. But when you're trying to get in with your spouse, it's like, okay, the baby's crying, the baby, like... And I say
I'm
baby,
looking out here at your spouse. he's smiling. At least he's smiling.
It's hard. Like,
hopefully,
by the end of
the show,
day,
will
you're
be
like
an
fucking tired, and
you
just
later.
Want to go to bed.
Yeah.
So that's the difficult part. Is by the end of the day, you just want to go to bed. So
yeah.
You have to overcome that and make time.
Well,
for
go
your
to
spouse.
Bed. That's a good place to be for a lot of things.
It is.
Yeah, but if you pass out before anything happens, then it's like
you're like. Sleep is precious. Sleep is a commodity. So, like, trying to just catch the extra sleep takes away from sex, but we're trying to make the sex happen more often.
Well, you know, I have to say that a good orgasm is a great sleeping pill.
Yes,
you
it
know.
Is.
It does.
True.
It does make you go.
It is.
You know, so it just takes a little effort to do it. Yeah,
that's
the problem. It takes a little effort, and we don't want to put in the effort, do we?
That's what's wrong with the society.
Yeah,
2019, right. We don't want to put in the effort.
Well, you know, are you in a relationship or are you single?
No, I'm single.
No, you're okay. You're single. So how's self-love September going for you?
Oh, fabulous. Actually, it was very sad. I don't know how I lost the charger to my vibrator. So every time I used it, it was like a ticking time bomb to like have just like get through it. And just because every second is draining the battery, I didn't want to. I'm the worst.
That's psychologically stressful.
I know, yeah, right? Yeah. And then I got to the end and I was like, okay, I need to buy a new one. And Amazon really pulled through for me. Yeah. And it's been a really good month.
Shout out to Amazon.
That plugs in the wall. Plugs in the wall.
Right.
Yes.
No. Yeah, and my other one did, or it plugged into like the box, like for your phone charger, and I still lost the cord. I don't know how it was possible. It didn't leave my room.
Straight in the wall, and it's amazing. What's it called? Like a Hitachi.
Oh, you mean your vibrator plugs into the wall?
Yes, we love it.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's fucking amazing.
Well, it's old fashioned, but it's the best.
I've always had the one.
Honestly, it's amazing.
It is the best. Yeah. I mean,
I need to wait till mine dies and then get that one.
You need to get it now.
Yeah, I would agree with Brianna.
Now.
You should
self-love September.
Yes.
Get it now. And it's not even called a vibrator. It's called a massager.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a shoulder
I
massager.
I thought that was just in countries where you're not allowed to sell sex toys.
No,
the same
I don't
massager.
Have
Hitachi.
Here.
Buy it.
Like a tobacco, like a water pipe.
It's right. Supposed to be for your shoulder.
Was it actually?
Like it's actually,
you
know,
it, so you
I have used it on my back. It's not bad for that. But when you put it between your legs.
But
happy
I got like
self-love
a rabbit,
September.
Yeah.
Self-love September.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So John Yabes, who was here a couple weeks ago, he is your roommate.
Truly, yes. He is my roommate in Boyle
and
Heights.
And we're ordering Domino's
Does he
together.
Hear the vibrator going? I mean,
no, I feel like, I don't know, I usually use it either when he's not home or sometimes in the morning if he's in the other room. I just, like, close the door, and he knows what that means, I feel like, at this point, because we have a very open door policy besides
open
that.
Open door policy.
Yeah.
It's diplomacy.
What's open door mean?
In the sense that, in the political way or in like our home ruling
your
way
your home
oh way. Like I don't usually close my bedroom door unless I have a person over or I'm gonna go fuck myself is the what it means.
So he knows when the door is closed.
Yeah, if I get up and I just action. Close my door, he's like, oh, I'm not gonna go over there. And it's like not that loud. I just kind of like throw my blanket over me. It's like it's whatever.
Wow.
I think you have the same routine I do. Just throw my blanket over me. It's and whatever.
It's like,
you know?
If it's really loud, it's like, just keep throwing blankets until it's muted.
Right.
And
right.
It's whatever.
Or turn the TV up so the TV drains
right.
Out.
Play some
my,
tunes.
My vibrator's
Love
off.
Yourself.
Are
play
you
some
getting
J. Cole.
These helpful hints, self-love Septemberites? I mean, these are important, especially if you have roommates. The blanket technique.
The blanket technique.
It's a technique. I didn't know we had a technique. I'm glad we got a technique. Yeah.
Cha-ching, baby.
We got the same technique. Whoa, I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. So have you had someone over when John's there?
Oh, absolutely. And it's whatever. I'm embarrassed to say this, but it's usually like comedians and they'll like come in and they think it's funny to be like, hey, Yabes, and then walk into my room. And then, you know, same thing. Close the door policy. And then it's fine. It's like play some music. And sometimes he leaves because he's a good friend. And he's like, I don't want to picture you banging. Aww. I don't know because I really don't think you can hear it. If you're like playing music, I'm not trying to be obnoxious and like rude. I respect the mutual living space, you know. So I feel like it's like on him that sometimes he's like, I'm going to leave now.
Aw, that's just him being nice. I'm sure he wants to see it.
Wants to see it.
Yeah, but he's I'd a good it. Man. He's
everything. Yeah, he's very, very nice guy. You know, we got him laid here on the show.
Yes, I heard. Yeah. I saw the photos.
Nice.
Anyway. Yeah, so, okay, you guys. So, are you doing porn anymore, or you're getting back into it? What is going on?
Trying to get back into it. Right now, I'm just doing, like, my OnlyFans thing, so it's my own thing. I have not shot any, like, professional porn. Just kind of doing things with people that I know, connections that I had beforehand. And then my own thing, so... Just
well, you sound like
that.
You're having some sex.
Yes, having some sex. And I enjoy it. And everyone's enjoying it too. So I like the OnlyFans. Everyone's like loving See Me Again. So
do you have any masturbation clips on there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For people to celebrate self-love September.
That's my favorite thing. Yes. Self-love September. Yeah. Done a lot of that.
Okay. I'm glad we have 2 months for masturbation and they're on opposite ends of the calendar. There's self-love September and there's May. Merry Masturbation Month of May.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually called Masturbation Month. So I'm not sure how to fit that into comedy. Well, of course, masturbation is always funny. I mean, not when you're doing it.
No. Well, I do have a friend who has watched some comedians' tapes and her own tape while masturbating.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Watches.
Oh, she's
fun. Are they, like,
she's
really hot comedians?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, there's, like, that type of attraction. But also, she's like, you know, her thing is like, oh, you know, you laugh. It's, like, kind of whatever, a tenth of an orgasm or whatever. So you just compounding on top of it. And I was like,
maybe
you're crazy.
Maybe she's just multitasking, you know?
Oh, like, I think she always is a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, sometimes, like, during sex or, like, maybe masturbation, another thought will come into my head. Oh, after this, I have to do laundry. Or after this. You know, so, like, she's
right.
Multitasking. I'm watching comedy and I'm masturbating.
getting it done.
Yeah, just get it done, man. She's a superstar.
Getting it done. Right. Doing it to it. So what are the favorite topics that you like to talk about on when you do your stand-up?
Oh, I would not, no disrespect like towards these topics, I guess, but I wish I had like better answers. Besides like everything and random shit that I think of, I feel like a lot of my material does gravitate towards not like, I don't know, just like blatant stupid sex jokes, but they're either like revolved around like,
oh, give us an example of a blatant stupid sex joke,
please.
Okay, I oh my god,
oh my god.
Do
and
it,
I open
do
with
it.
This
you
all the time too.
That, right?
Like I do this bit about how my type in men are Chinese guys because like they're the only dudes who really know how to turn me on because they're making all my vibrators, you know. And it's just like, yeah. They're all kind of like that. They're not like crazy sexual,
I caught that one.
But they're like.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get
like,
that?
Yeah.
I got it.
It's just like.
I'm smiling. I'm not laughing out loud. But I'm thinking about my vibrator, wondering where they make the Hitachi. I mean, it's a Japanese company.
Hitachi is Japanese.
But, yeah.
There you go.
Maybe they make it in China.
They're just making everything in China. That's
they
what
do.
I'm saying. It's their stupid cheap.
Right, right.
And just, yeah, it's okay. A lot of stuff and just all across the board of sex and dating is a lot of the material I do. I talk about my crazy dad and just like random stuff.
Okay.
You know, yeah, just.
You leave your mom alone.
Yeah. I don't like her, so it's just boy. It's not as fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not trying to like have a personal emotional roast on stage for other people's enjoyment.
Oh,
like, it would,
okay.
You know, like that.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
So you were serious when I looked at you and I said your mom is.
No, that was serious. The fear of God is in my eyes. I've been doing stand-up a little over 3 years now. I'm like a baby in the community.
And you're from Chicago.
Yeah, / the Chicagoland area. Not all in the city. Yeah, because it's like Illinois is this suck of nowheresville, cornfield, like state of local government corruption.
Yeah.
And then so as you get outside of Chicago, it's like they want to differentiate from the rest of Illinois, so they really identify with Chicago, even though it's like kind of suburban area.
Uh-huh, but they're urban thinking.
Truly, by comparison, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's where you're from, and since they don't have Second City anymore, you moved to L.A.
Yeah, that is true, and RIP Second City, because that was allegedly a big part of the Chicago comedy scene.
Yeah.
But, USC just told me I could go to school there.
Oh, okay.
And then give me some money, and then I stayed
USC,
here.
USC, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. USC saved my life.
Really?
That was when I was intubated, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I had septic shock.
Holy
I had what kills a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, you know, they, all my vital signs went down.
So you died?
Well.
That is amazing.
Did you have any experience? Did you, you know, where you float up?
I had all kinds of experiences, but I attribute it mostly to morphine.
Oh, okay. Which, man, yeah. You know what? I'm scared of like painful stuff, but then I'm always like, but if you almost die, then they'll give you morphine.
Yes, and morphine is this, I would always call it the morphine theater. Give me the morphine, and then, oh my God, the theater, it was like the curtain would rise and the lunacy would begin, and it is so intense. You really forget that you took the morphine. And even if you remember, you're kind of still there. It's very, very intense hallucinations. Morphine is, and with ketamine on top of it. They got to give you some powerful painkillers when they intubate you.
Holy shit.
Because it's the one blowjob you don't want to give, let me just say, when they stick that tube down your throat. So, anyway, folks, I told you this was going to be a sexy show, did I not? Yes. Well, in a way, you know, great sex isn't great unless you can contrast it with, you know, bad stuff. So everything great is greater when, you know, you appreciate it. And certainly when I survived my near-death experience, I just got a new lease on life and a release of my inner bonobo to just celebrate life and orgasm. Beautiful thing. Amen and A-women. Can I get an amen? Can I get an A-women?
Amen. A-women.
Yes, indeed, A-women. Brothers and sisters. Okay, so, you know, a popular subject of last week's show happened to be the story of the panty boy judge, right? You remember the panty boy judge, the panty judge? I don't know if you know about this, but...
The panty boy judge?
Yeah, there was a panty great boy story. Judge, or just panty judge for short. He was a judge. He's no longer a judge, but he was just a judge very recently in Suffolk County. His name, just so we get that out there, is Robert Sicali. Sicali? I think that's how you pronounce it. Some kind of Italian name from...
You just have to
Suffolk
say it
County.
Like this.
Sicali.
Yes.
And 50-year-old married guy, three kids, okay, and a judge. And he's caught in his neighbor's driveway with his neighbor's panties stuffed into his raincoat. Did I mention his neighbor's 25 years old and used to work in his office? and there he is with the panties caught.
He was a judge?
And he was a judge.
Really classy guy.
Yeah. He denied it to begin with, but recently just confessed that, yes, that was him.
How could you deny that?
You know,
got caught.
I guess being a judge, he knew he could try, so he figured... He'd say not guilty to begin with.
The Shaggy defense caught you red-handed. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Right?
It wasn't me.
Everybody does the Shaggy defense when they get caught.
So anyways, he was saying not guilty. So now he said he's guilty. Wow. So now he had been suspended with pay. Now he has been suspended without pay. Just so you know.
Thank God.
And just so you know... He is also, he lost his license. He cannot practice law anymore in the state of New York. People have a range of feelings. First of all, it's kind of funny. And also, you kind of feel disgusted. This guy is, and it's kind of a violation. It's not like a rape, but it is a violation of the woman whose panties he was stealing. I know it sounds so silly, but it is stealing. And maybe those were her favorite panties. But in any case, even if they weren't her favorite panties, it's a violation. Don't do it.
He went into her home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a violation too. Like, fuck, you broke into my home and you were standing there. Fuck what you took. Even that is a violation.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of violations.
What scares me the most about it is, okay, this guy's a judge. So, okay, what if... Okay, so what if a guy is getting brought to court and he, like, raped a woman or he broke into a woman's house and somehow violated her? In his mind, he's doing the same shit, so he thinks, oh, it's not that big of a deal, I should go lenient on him. I should, like, I don't know.
Well, he's no longer a judge.
Well, no, yeah, but what was he doing in the past? When someone got brought to him and it was a guy that was...
Like, now he's just a penny thief.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
so so 5 years ago, if someone got brought to his courtroom and they broke into some woman's house and did something...
Jesus.
Yeah, well, he's only been a judge since 2015. Okay. And, yeah, I mean, the guy is a criminal and a, you know, creep. I feel a little sorry for him. I mean, you know, because he's pathetic. I mean, you know, so... And I know guys who... I mean, hopefully they're not doing that. I mean, my clients aren't doing that. But a lot of them fantasize about that. And all I can say is, Judge, you should have called me before going to the hamper. No hamper. Stay away from the hamper. You know how alcoholics have to stay away from the bar, the wine chest? You panty boys, stay away from the hamper.
Stay away.
Right? Because they always want the soiled panties. Otherwise, you know, you might as well go to the store. But they're not just going in the drawer usually. They're going in the hamper.
When I lived in Japan, they had the panty vending machines. Why can't we just have that here in America for guys to perv out on?
Well, that is a good idea. but it's their new panties. Or are they used?
They're supposed to be, I mean, I don't know, marketing. They'll show you, like, the picture. And I found two of them when I lived in Japan. They'll show you the picture, and they'll be like, this is the panty of a young schoolgirl. And
ooh,
then the next
the
one...
the photo?
Yeah, it'll have a picture of a girl.
Like, right.
I mean, I don't
panties.
Know. It's marketing, like, yeah. And then the next one will be like, this is the panties of a woman with large breasts. Like, somehow the large boobs change the panties somehow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't
I
know.
I sell used panties all the time.
What? Your panties? What? Your
I sell yeah. used panties all the time.
You sell used panties.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
the internet is the vending
they love
machine.
It.
You know?
They love it.
You know? There are ways you can satisfy your desire
it's
for panties.
It's not?
Why?
Not technically,
to.
But
there's
it's
a
at
website.
Least consensual.
There's a website I was on for
because you're sending body fluids through the
right.
mail.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like a
body
health thing.
Yes.
We're consenting adults. You can smoke a pack of cigarettes tonight
right.
if you want to. Fucking get some used panties online.
No,
we're both
consenting. Not panties.
It's against women.
Not used. Not women's used panties.
How about men's?
You can send men's stuff.
What?
That's not fair.
No, wait a second.
Misogyny.
Are you serious?
The patriarchy
so.
At large.
It's
right.
okay, the reverse.
That is so bad.
Don't quote
that's
me.
So unbonobo.
We should look
that's
that up.
Oh, my God.
You can send used male panties?
Mm.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
We used to sell them many, many years ago, and we'd have the,
that doesn't mean
like
legal.
Some of our friends wear them, all guys, by the way. Wearing female panties, and then we
oh
ship
my
them
gosh.
Off.
Oh, wearing guys wearing female panties. That makes more sense.
Is everybody wearing panties tonight? Are you wearing panties?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Attic.
Okay,
oh, nice blue. There's they match.
They match my top. How about
that? Hey, those are perfect.
So sexy.
Mine are black, like everything.
Let me see.
Okay.
Black. Oh, yeah. Hey, the Facebook camera could see that.
Oh,
come
shit.
On, these are
they're inside out.
Black.
I do that a lot. I just
perfect.
Don't pay attention. And
as
I've,
God intended.
I've put my
wow.
pants on. In, yeah, that's really.
Those
bad,
are
but I do
practically
that a
lot. Yoga panties or something.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I live
okay.
in yoga pants.
Well, that's cool. All right. Well, you know, panty boys out there, whether you're judges or lawyers or doctors or artists. Or whether you sell lingerie, you know, stay out of the hamper and call the Therapist Without Borders of the Dr. Susan Block Institute or get Brianna Brooks panties.
Exactly.
Brianna Brooks panties.
Yeah, unless it's illegal. I don't
well,
do
I don't know. I'm not going to address the legality of that. It's
wink.
Not like there's a right? victim. There's no victim.
I only sell Julie. Consenting adults my panties.
Consenting adults. And what yeah. is the most popular kind of panties that
they
want? They
don't give a shit.
Oh.
They want me to come into the panties, and it's good.
Right. Oh, they want you to come
oh, yeah.
into the panties.
And I send pictures and videos of me in the panties before
oh,
I send
wow,
them.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
really nice of you.
I'm very accommodating.
You send pictures of yourself
man,
celebrating
send
Self-Love
oh,
September
yes.
any time of year.
Self-Love September.
All right. That's
every
yeah,
month of the year.
That's
wow.
cool.
It's a side thing you could do.
Listen. No, yes. Actually, I tried to, but then I didn't do the research properly because I wanted to ask you. I'm glad because I wanted to make some quick money. I was putting on a freaking production of my own. We were raising money, and people don't want to just give you their money. So I'm like, I can sell used underwear on the internet. How hard could I be? Little do I know, my idiot mind, I'm like, this is a lot harder than I freaking thought. And then websites were trying to ask for my
sex
money.
Sells.
And I gave up. No, but yeah, what's your method as an entrepreneurist? Too. Like, what? Like, where do you sell? Or is
OnlyFans.
Only what?
OnlyFans.
Oh, so only fans. Oh, that's the, I don't have only fans. What? That's the only problem.
It's the Patreon.
Only fans.
Right. Oh, that's tight. Dude,
yeah. I was on a website where it was just a website for women to sell their used panties. And just, I don't know, maybe I suck. Nobody bought mine. It was just, it was guys DMing me just wanting like free conversation. And then I'd be like, yep, okay, you buy the underwear. Oh, yep. No. And then they always tell me, maybe next week, maybe next week. So it was just a bunch of like BS, and I gave up too. I was like, fuck this site, it just sucks. And I logged off of it, and I was like, this site sucks.
Well, there's nothing wrong with buying used panties, but don't dick ladies around, please.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
yeah, don't.
Do it or don't do it.
They're actually less dangerous than used cars.
Yeah, a lot less dangerous
than
used cars.
Frankly,
I mean, in many, many ways. I mean, and recycling, baby. You know, it's... Hey, they're not made of plastic, although they could be made of man-made materials. But cotton, I don't know, is a nice one. It absorbs the aroma much
the
better.
Fluid, truly.
And the fluid, the cotton.
Absorbent.
Yeah. All right, so that's enough about panties, I guess.
I could tell one more story.
Oh, one more panty.
One more story.
Do we have it?
It could be the panty.
Do we not have time, or do you need to move on?
No, no. I mean,
okay. So when I danced at the Lusty Lady, so for Christmas we would always sell our used panties and stuff like that to customers. And so you talked about guys wearing girls' underwears, right? So there's this one customer that I guess everybody hated, and he liked this one dancer named Gidget. And so she hated him, of course. And so she told me that she got her boyfriend to wear her panties. And she said she like clipped some of his pubes and like put it in the panties.
Oh, yum.
She said her boyfriend was really gross. And so she just, I don't know. So then she gave the customer the underwear that she had that her boyfriend wore.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
gosh,
what we did.
So, yeah, you should always be nice to sex workers. I think that's the moral of the story.
I don't think, but Brianna doesn't do that.
No. Okay. I'm legit.
You don't have to do that.
Okay,
it's
okay.
My pussy
let's
and
just
my
say,
panties.
Yeah.
I used to do that. I used to do it.
You used to do it. You
right,
would wear the panties.
I was one of the first sellers of
you're
of panties, actually.
You're an amazing entrepreneur,
right?
Max.
Entrepreneur.
No, that's a sleazy entrepreneur. That's what's wrong with this country. We're polluted by greed, and we're addicted as strongly to heroin as to making cheap scams.
You know,
I own sex papers.
Bring back authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity.
Yeah. Max right. was authentic.
Boom.
No, he wasn't. He would wear the panties and say that they were worn
sometimes
by
sometimes I'd wear them myself.
Well, so you're implying
as long
that
as you
gave better value or something. Wow. All right. So I haven't given out the phone number. If there's anyone out there
I've been putting it in the comments
that wants to call and ask
call
us a
in.
Question, tell us a story, share a fantasy, tell us what's on your mind, in your heart, or between your legs. Our number is 1-866-289-7068 or 626-461-5950. You got that? All right. You can use your phone as a phone. I know. You use it for everything else but talking. But this is a case in which we would like you to use your phone as a phone and give us a call. Talk to my fabulous guests. I have Brianna Brooks.
Hello.
Porn star, well, yeah, she's a porn star because she's been a porn star, once a porn star, always a porn star. And now she's a MILF and she's making a comeback, so, you know, hey. Charlie. And Alyssa Poteet, who is a femcom. How about that? You know about femdoms. She's a femcom.
Femcom.
Comedienne and performing at where? philosophy something. What was that called?
Philanthropy TBD. John helps produce the show. Yeah, we raise money for different charities.
For
variety
what charity?
Comedy. Well, it's a different charity. We pick it basically right before the show based on what's the most fucked up in the world at that point. If there's like a hurricane or a shooting or like something, then we go with like that, you know?
But the climate is always getting fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. There's an endless surplus of charity.
Yeah. All right. Well, the impeach Trump campaign is going strong right
it's
now.
Time. It's time. About, I'm glad they waited, but it's good. It's time.
It's time. Are we ready?
Let's go.
We're ready.
We're ready.
Impeachment party. Woohoo!
Hey, oh, yeah!
We'll have peaches and peach schnapps, right? And peach cobbler. Peach everything. Everything will be peaches.
Yeah, peaches.
Yeah. We'll listen to peaches. We'll listen to the music, peaches. Everything will be peaches.
So,
sorry, maybe that's a bad idea.
Speaking of celebrating, I heard you weren't wearing any panties.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Does that mean you could celebrate by doing a little striptease?
Well, sure. I'm always open to that.
Oh, wow.
I need
that
some
would
music.
Be so fun. Of course. That's one time when I want music. And Abe is here, so we're gonna. I'm gonna just take the time now to give Trump
another spank. We're gonna hear that really nice stripper music.
Stripper
right?
music.
Stripper music.
Or it can be slow and romantical. You can strip to nice, slow, romantical, or fast music. Oh, wow.
Any day now.
Are we actually hearing stripper music? No. That's like Disney music, what I just heard in my headphones. Am I hearing what everyone else is
Disney
hearing?
Disney music.
Or I'm hearing, I think it's when I go over to Trump, I hear Disney music.
Do you have a request? Do you want it a cappella? Like.
Okay. So I think we should, well, I'm going to sit here. Do you want to sit here with me, Alyssa? Well, you should be here in front of us. Yes.
Yes. Oh, for the...
Yeah,
the
we're like
oh,
the audience. Okay. So now, did you have a request or should we just put on some stripper music?
Well, let's see.
Whoa. I need a microphone. Can you get that mic?
Yeah.
And okay. So, yes. Tell us.
If I can have a request, it would be pour some sugar on me.
Yes!
Oh, that's an amazing one. Oh, you're such a good choice.
If that's allowed.
Is that allowed? Should we play that?
I don't know.
We can always change the music.
If it's not, whatever.
No, I mean, we don't own the rights, but I don't know if that's a problem. I don't think so. I think it's not for this. Okay, so now the Facebook camera must be turned to something else. Is it
turned? Oh, bye-bye.
It is, okay. Bye-bye, Facebook. Watch us on drsusanblock.com/live.
Live.
Yeah, okay. Brianna Brooks. All right. That's not the music. But they're looking for it. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little late, television lover, baby, go all night. Some only good at Bonobo, though.
Whoa. Hot, hot, hot.
Damn, you had a kid?
She just has an amazing Damn. Body. You didn't have to
Damn. Milf of the year.
Too tricky for me, baby.
She's a professional.
She's a doctor.
Sugar all over you. Woo!
Wow.
Brianna Brooks, brothers and sisters.
What is that?
Yeah.
Bravo.
Brianna Brooks. Wow. Beautiful. Put some sugar on me. Yeah, baby.
It feels good to witness art.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, really. And art of stripping, art of sculpting your body. Wait, here we go.
I love being naked.
Oh, well, we love you being naked.
And so
and you did you have to work to get your body back
right?
together after you
Oh,
had
yes. Lots of work.
What's
Lots
the secret? What's the secret?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say brands or not, but Beachbody. Beachbody. Oh. I'm a coach and I kicked my own ass.
Oh.
What's Beachbody?
What is Beachbody?
It's Beachbody program. So it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know, you just do a nutrition and workout program. It gives you access to all kinds of programs. It has been amazing, and it's been the only thing that has gotten me back into shape. So.
So if we do it, we're going to look just like you,
yes.
guaranteed.
And
okay,
yes.
okay. I'll
if you do
you
it,
good.
Yes.
I'll do it.
So let's do it together.
Wow.
Watch that music. Watch that music.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's give her another hand.
Thank you.
Okay, your turn now.
Let's do it.
I was literally told yesterday by a stranger that I dance like such a white girl, and I was having a good time.
Hey, so do I.
Well, I don't know. Is that, I mean... That could be a ballet dancer.
Technically, it could. I don't know if that's what he meant.
Well, okay. So maybe we should do Bonoboville Communion.
Sure.
Did
Yay,
you do that
Bonoboville
when
Communion.
We were here before? Did
I
you?
I think I did.
You did.
I think so.
Well, since you have such fabulous boobs, can you be our first altar girl? Mm.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm excited.
So we're going to get... The booze? Okay, so what religion did you grow up with?
Christian.
Christian?
Christian.
Christian. Lutheran. Did you take communion?
Kind, like
yeah.
Christian or? Means naughty.
Like what? Apparently. Like Catholic or Protestant or what? Just out of curiosity. Oh, they turned mine off. Hello.
No.
Hello. Nanny would be so proud.
Okay. So, now. Okay, so you did communion. Were you an altar girl?
No.
No. Well, now you're going to be one. So, you have such a fabulous body. Could you be completely naked as an altar girl? Usually
sure.
It's just topless, but I just think you're all shaved and so fabulous. I mean, can
I
you just
I would love that. Sure. All? Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
She said she loves to be naked, and she's...
Yeah.
What a gift.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No,
don't
your body is amazing. There's
you're
like no
gorgeous.
Flaws. There's
I
like
am proud of myself.
Oh, wow. She actually had one of the dollars in her dress.
Oh, is that a real $5? Damn.
No.
Oh.
No, I was just... I'm sorry. I didn't have real $5 to throw. Like I should have.
Okay. Those are Bonoboville dollars, though. They will get you all kinds
really
of prizes.
Really far in Bonoboville.
Thanks. So oh, sit
sure.
here on the
just try
corner see. Here. That's right. Okay, very good. And I should feel like I should offer my guest, would you like to take communion? It involves the licking of titties.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you can get on this side.
The licking of titties.
Yes, yes. You are the altar girl,
okay.
And we are the communers.
Okay.
So first, we lick the altar. Okay?
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
You saw
oh,
the
she's born
I saw John
pictures,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So here we go. And
whoa. I'm kind of jealous a little
really
bit.
Really special titties. It. You're jealous? Do you want to lick? I mean, I shouldn't
okay,
offer
okay,
that.
Actually,
okay, here. It's a three-way
oh, now she's going to have glitter on her
oh,
nipple.
Wow. And she has very hot nipples now. They've gotten harder.
Wow,
okay.
So
now, basically, we pour the salt. We'll sprinkle the salt. We sprinkle the salt.
Special.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. I hope you like salt. Okay, so this is the body, is what we call it. You know, sort of like the wafer. Okay, so now, here we go. Relax your arms and... Okay, well, you have to get sloppy seconds.
Oh, really?
She took it. I was going to give you more salt, but okay.
No,
okay.
I'm fine with sloppy seconds. I'm
so
really
now,
dirty like that.
Okay.
I'm just gross. I don't care.
So now we're going to get waterboarded.
Woo! Exciting!
I'm terrified.
Oh,
well,
man,
you should be.
It's okay, we got more to lick.
Oh, that's
we got
a lot of salt.
Lick.
Oh, man.
The salt went down there. We got more to lick.
More to lick. Oh, wow. Okay, you go diving.
Is that a part of the Bonobo? Okay, I just invented that. I improv invented more.
You've invented multiple things tonight.
All right, so we're going to waterboard who first?
If you I'll
you want to get waterboarded? Okay.
Good looks.
Yeah. But show your boobs too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, the chicken cutlets. Those are very funny.
They made my boobs really nice. I have the price of chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, show them.
Her boobs look nice. These are two sets of amazing boobs right on top of each other. yes. So you lean back, and now just lean back more. Yep, okay. And she gets waterboarded. Sunshine.
Hey.
Bonobo style.
She made it look so easy.
I know, right?
All right. So since your mom is watching, I don't know. Do you want to go waterboarding?
Oh, I mean, we don't really speak, so it's fine.
Okay, okay.
Your mom will
Okay. Okay, lean back. Get your hair in her pubes. Actually, she has no pubes. Okay, here we go. And we... Alyssa Poteet got waterboarded! Bonobo style.
Oh, we have to make sure we lay her, too, because her friend, her roommate got laid, so...
That
oh,
would
yeah.
be...
She has nah. to get laid.
Oh, stop. You're all too good to me.
There. You.
This might be the best night of my young life. Thank you.
On the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege, truly.
to get laid live on the air.
Okay. And so me now.
Hey.
Okay, so you're going to waterboard me. And I'm going to just...
Exciting.
Get right back.
So
here.
I'll pour extra
I've
of the green stuff.
I've got a $5 bill in my cup, right?
This is so exciting. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Hey.
Whoa. Amen.
Amen and hey, women.
You got waterboarded.
Whoa. Huh. Okay. So.
That shit's strong.
Right? Now. Of course, you have been the altar girl. You've been serving us, but now you get to receive.
Right.
So, yeah, sure. You can just skip the salt. just sit down and look beautiful. You are beautiful. Okay.
Yeah,
put your knees down.
She's so gorgeous.
And lean back.
And lean back.
Lean back.
Lean back.
Knees down so that we don't miss. Oh, a part is even better. Okay, and here we go. Open the mouth. And she got waterboarded. Brianna Brooks.
Yes, girl.
And where's
and
the lay?
Too, right?
Okay,
yes.
And you got laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Woo! Yay!
Yeah.
That's the best picture of the
Look
whole show.
Look at that. This is... Such a great body.
I know, amazing body.
It's such a great person, actually, in general. I don't mean to just talk about her body, but let's talk about her body. This is Brianna Brooks, and look at this amazing, look at that ass. I mean, excuse me. That is a perfect butt, okay? And,
and perfect
this is
curves.
A mom, I can't believe it.
I can't
But, curves, but... You know, just athletic and curvy and just smooth and tan. The California girl. The ultimate California girl. Where's the microphone so I don't have to spank you for not talking on the mic?
Thank you. Uh-oh. Mm.
I broke it? I
oh,
did.
No.
You're right.
Oh
no. Somebody better call 911.
No, it broke very easily, so yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any glassies. So, what were you saying when we were so rudely interrupted by a glass breaking?
That I had a nice ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right.
An amazing ass. Can we see that ass one more time? Look at that. Wow.
Hey.
I do like my ass.
It's fantastic.
Oh, I'm just
self-love
it.
September.
Self-love and yes. Brianna love September.
Brianna loves September, yes. Yes.
I love September.
Yeah, just for self-love September, just pose like this with your fingers. No, on your pussy. happy self-love September, brothers and sisters. Yes.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Make it happen tonight. It's the last Saturday night of Self Love September.
It is the last
Celebrate.
Saturday night.
Watch some
Make
Brianna Brooks clips on where do we watch them?
Oh, I'm all over the web.
All over the web. Just
but
Google
you can
Brianna
really
Brooks.
Find the recent stuff on OnlyFans. So Bree Brooks XXX.
Bree Brooks.
Yes.
Right.
That's me.
Okay. Wow. And are you still hanging out with that? Other cute girl that was like your sister?
No, yeah. I know. She was like my bestie, but yeah. No, I've not hung out with
Hollywood.
Her for a while. Yes, Heidi Hollywood.
Heidi Hollywood.
I know. Oh, my God, I love her. But no, we have not been hanging out.
Oh,
I see she hasn't been on Twitter since 2014, so she's not hanging out with anybody.
Nope, she's doing her own thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I miss her.
Yeah. Yeah, you were quite a team. But
I know.
You know, it's great to have you by yourself.
Yes.
And let's give another hand for this beautiful, amazing MILF, Brianna Brooks. Where'd my other guest go? You intimidated my other guest to such a degree that she's gone.
Her bladder got full.
Oh my God.
She's getting ready for the finale.
Intimidated the other guest, and now she's gone. Oh, she's getting ready for her striptease.
Yes.
She's wringing out her bladder over the toilet.
Wow. Okay.
Like a sponge, you know, you just squeeze it out.
She needs to do a striptease.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Oh, wait till she comes out and then she's would like, you say I didn't know you volunteered me for a
nudist? Would you say that you are a nudist?
I like to be nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that?
Are you nude in your house most of the time?
No, because I have my daughter.
Well, right. Kids run around naked. Right?
Yeah, she rips her diaper off. So.
Yeah, you try to put clothes on. They take
I don't know.
Off,
yeah,
so
she gets crazy.
Where's the other mic? No.
Oh, all right. Okay. Are you ready for your striptease?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh, God. Okay.
You're getting ready for your striptease.
Let's do it.
Okay. We're doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Music?
I need, like, something.
What music would you like?
No, it's got to be, like, something way harder than that.
Do you like rock?
Yeah.
What's a good rock song?
Oh, I feel like you would know, girl. Like, help me out.
You know the rock song. Come on.
Fine. Just give me something banging. Put on some DMX or some shit. I don't give a fuck. Let's fucking do this shit.
Hookers and gangsters. All I know is hookers and gangsters.
All I know are hookers and gangsters. That sounds like a saga.
Oh, the Kinkster. Yeah,
there we go.
The Kinkster.
Fuck it.
Yeah, the Kinkster by Carmina Formosa, inspired by the Bonobo Way. Actually, this song was inspired by the Bonobo Way. And we are about to...
Let's do it.
Get it?
This is a demonstration on how much I hate my mother and also how white I am. Oh, is that not? I
thought we were...
No, let it go.
I want to dedicate this to you, Mom.
Okay. This is actually a good song for that. It's kind
of good.
And it gets you ready for Kink Month, which is October.
I don't know. I can't guarantee the dancing will be very good, but I will put in an honest effort.
I guarantee it. It's going to be good.
I guarantee I will work against that with everything that I have.
Here we go. Where's the music?
Dr. Susie looks scared.
I'm looking over there to see what's going on with this music.
Oh, okay. I feel like Dr. Susan Block needs to get laid on her own show.
Oh, yeah, that's you. A great.
I was. Oh. They are really struggling. This is what happens when you hire men on your production, let me tell you. Yeah. Every time I do that, it's a mistake. You're ballsy for having men DP this shit. They're going to get all the weird angles.
Their testosterone
is going to be horrible. I'm sorry. No disrespect. just own your look. No, you made this ugly, you idiot.
Okay.
Sorry.
Another song. Is it the song?
I'm not here to disrespect the staff and the family. I'm just... Yeah. But also the comedian. It's a fine line.
How about somebody sing?
I'm not here to disrespect the community. I'm not here to disrespect the staff. Just the community.
No,
we always
no,
have
neither.
Music
disrespect
when I don't
neither.
Want it. We have music all the time when I don't want it.
Do you need
I'm...
me to sing? I'll do it.
No, here we... I think this
is
on.
Oh, yeah, you can strip sing.
Okay. This is such like...
That's a legitimate
This
dance.
Is like a, I spend my summers by the lake striptease music.
Let's do it.
I want to do a burlesque act.
If you want to do it for the song.
Oh.
A bad example, never mind.
I don't know how to do this. Be like, hey.
Okay, I'll throw dollars on you.
I'll throw dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Woo! You're supposed to do that? You made me do this.
I made you.
She wanted a lap dance. She was asking for it.
Whatever, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I don't. I just can't deliver the. I can deliver the lap. I can't deliver the dance. You know what I'm saying?
Head in my lap.
Thank you. You're so teeny tiny. I could put you in these big ass pockets on my fucking pants.
Yeah, put me
you know?
In your pocket, girl.
I fucking could.
I'll be your pocket doctor.
I like how you changed pocket pussy to pocket doctor.
Pocket doctor.
Oh, sorry, baby. Oh. Oh. I was like, what was that last song though?
This is your white girl's
mom twit tits, big
whatever.
I got to bring it to you, coward, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man up in the jail before. Suck my dick, and all the motherfuckers you run with. Get done with, done quick. I fuck you, throw a poke dog or some bum shit. I then go to gun click. Now I'm one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit?
I don't know. Oh, there we go. Love your baby mama. I'll never let her go. This ain't the right part of the song. I wish in an alternative life. I feel like. I see a lot of relations between porn and comedy, and I envy you in a lot of ways. And I also envy you because...
We can't all be Sally Mullins when we grow up, right? She's my goal in life, but I don't know. It's probably not going to happen.
I really do hope my mother's not watching this.
No, this will be great entertainment.
At least then maybe she really will stop trying to contact me.
This I hope she is, that she can see her daughter
Hi,
releasing her inner bonobo.
No, yeah. Bonobo, yeah. I'm really excited to watch the documentary.
Okay, yeah.
Am I done yet? Did I do what I was supposed to do?
What happened
Did
to
I fulfill
music?
The contract that I signed?
A record player. Like Biden
you have an actual
us.
Record player?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Sunshine Street.
I'm scared someone was going to say that.
Okay. Does that mean the music is over?
The music is over. Oh,
the music is... I love it that this show is constantly playing music when I don't want it. And when I do, it's like we can't play it. It doesn't work. Okay, but let's give a huge, big, big, warm hand to Alyssa Poteet.
Oh, I shouldn't do that. Thank you. And thank you for whoever changed it back
amazing
to DMX.
Amazing white girl dance. I mean.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I don't know. That was a great dance.
Really? You felt it?
I felt it.
I
totally
was putting emotion into it, so I'm glad it transferred.
I felt it emotionally, sapiosexually, sensually.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome. And the professional also. Can we have a professional?
Yeah.
Analysis.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I can die now. Thank you, both of you.
Wow. No, really, that was good. Here.
Very sexy.
Here's $5.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And FYI,
I hope my mom wasn't watching either.
Oh.
I'll take it.
I don't
it.
Care about your mom. I hope your daughter wasn't watching.
I know she's not watching.
Okay.
She's watching.
That, then
Shark.
That's good. Your mom, you know, she can use a little excitement. Right?
She really could, honestly.
Yeah. All the moms could.
The kids
got to
learn sometime, right? It's a good education.
So, everybody, what time is it? Max, you're in front of the time. It's only 11:46.
11:46.
Okay. Well, then we have, you know, like 9 minutes.
You want to talk about your books, or is that bad to say? I don't know.
Talk about what?
The books, you know.
The books.
Yeah. Always.
Like the accounting? I don't want to give everybody.
Sorry. Okay, bad suggestion.
No. No,
all
actually.
Right, so.
I mean, books. I don't know if I should talk about books right now.
What books?
Well, at the end.
I think
she
we're having
talks
our.
About these books.
Yeah, but it's not that quite the end yet.
Oh,
we got
sorry,
9 minutes.
No, that's okay. Why we're talking about books.
She just wants to get spanked. That's why she's saying these
oh,
things.
You want to get spanked? Yes.
Why do I keep getting spanked? Because I'm
think,
the one person who doesn't
I
like
sunshine,
violent shit.
Needs to be spanked.
She was okay, literally okay. Begging for it. It was quite.
I think you should get across all of our laps.
Yeah.
But
I kind of wait. a lot to be just you plopping myself on you guys.
No, we clearly all plop, work out.
Plop it. Yep, right across okay, there. Okay.
Just
okay.
Dive on over.
Yep, dive. Yep, straight. Right, down, down. Okay, yeah. Okay. And yeah. Now, microphone there.
Yes.
All right. So.
Oh, good. Oh. I have a very low tolerance for pain. So.
No, so we're going to.
Excellent.
We're going to.
And I also have IBS, so don't like just go spank really hard all the time. Okay, that's.
Okay, they're just warm, you know, we got to warm it up.
Oh, that's just the. Oh.
That's just to make sure it's there.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's so yeah, you know, play. you do get red easily.
Yeah, I bruise like a banana.
There's no bruises, it's just red, but there's
you'll
a handprint.
You'll see tomorrow.
Like
I can show you tomorrow. There'll be bruises.
Handprint, wow. What do you think of this ass? You
I
being an
like
expert
it.
On asses.
Look at this ass.
Nice. Nice piece of meat you got there.
Oh, God, what's going to happen to me?
You'd be a delicious steak, girl.
This isn't in my job description, she's ready to say.
Surprise.
Oh, look at these fingernails. Wow. Very nice. Leopard fingernails. Okay. Would you like to get a spank in there?
I thought you'd never ask. Yeah. Get in there. Spank your ass.
Damn, you would be a great steak, girl.
Steak? I don't get it. I'd be a great steak.
It would be delicious, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a pecan, huh, or something.
Mm.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, we're just talking about the meaty quality, and it's nothing to do with being vegan. But very nice, very nice. All right, well, we didn't hit you too hard. I didn't hear
no,
any shrieks.
No, you didn't,
Oh.
It's red. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it gets red.
Well, I got to even it up.
I didn't think Dr. Susan could hit hard. I didn't think so. I underestimated her hitting ability.
Now I'm squeezing. It's nice. And let's give a big hand to Sunshine.
Yes! Woo! Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I forgot to say, we are now on a few new platforms, including Spotify, and we're on SoundCloud, and we're on iTunes, and we're on Stitcher, and Podbean. Podbean? Podbean. Like a bean.
Bean.
Right. And not pirate beam. Stations.
And a couple of pirate stations.
Right. And that's this show is on all these stations now. And we're real excited. I mean, obviously, we're on Facebook, except you can't see very much. And you can always watch us on drsusanblock.tv or drsusanblock.com/live. And also in the Bonoboville Lounge.
Or on any of your devices.
Well,
you can hear it.
Any of the devices.
Yeah.
You can hear it, and sometimes you can see it. Okay? It's like, and sometimes if you've got one of those scratch and sniff devices, you could smell it, except, you know, that you might end up losing your judgeship over that. So I don't know if you should really smell this show too, you know, inhale it too strongly. But in any case, now we're almost done. So let us know where people can find you, guests. What do you got coming up? Where can people find you? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh,
comedy show's coming
Alyssa
up.
Alyssa Petit.
Yeah. Next week I'm going to be at the Portland Comedy Festival, and I know there's a lot of freaks in Portland, so maybe some of you are watching.
Portland,
Yeah, I'm going to be there the 1st through the 5th. Next week, got a show in 2 weeks coming up at Sal's on Melrose. It's for charity. We're going to figure it out before then. There'll probably be another shooting, unfortunately, or something atrocious
that
we'll donate to.
Please,
it's unfortunately just the world we live in, and but we're going to try to make it a little bit better. And, yeah, follow me on Instagram at Complete Poteet. So,
That was an underscore, by the way. I'm not good at that.
Okay, so our friends in Portland or around Portland, like Michael Donnelly and Chelsea and Jeff St. Clair, you got to go check out Alyssa Poteet. Okay, also Del Rey. He's in Portland or near Portland or something.
Somewhere.
So, you know,
Del Rey,
you can
go see Alyssa Poteet.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, yeah. Brianna.
I'm on Twitter. So, if you could find me on Twitter, Bree Brooks XXX, and then OnlyFans. And at OnlyFans, it's the same thing, Bree Brooks XXX. So, that's where you can find me. All my sexy naked selfies and solo videos and sex with other people.
Hey.
Yeah. So I think we should give Trump a spanking as part of our spank celebration.
We should celebrate.
Okay, here's some spanking tools. One spanking tool. Anybody want this one? Spanking. There's two spanking tools.
Give me my book. I'm going to spank him with the bonobo.
We should
Yeah, that's good. Spank some sense.
Spank him with some knowledge.
Dr. Susie. Have him,
yeah.
We should celebrate impeachment.
That's what we're celebrating. But we don't have any peaches, so I'm going to spank Trump.
Well, it's impeachment to start.
Because I believe that my voodoo is working. I've had this Trump voodoo doll for over 2 years now. And are you going to get him for me?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah, there you go. Okay. So now, let's see. Should you want the head or the balls?
Definitely the balls.
The balls.
Thank you.
Whoops. So now, and this is his little mushroom Mario Kart pee-pee that Stormy Daniels described.
It's very generous.
So now we are, and he's gagged. Of course, he's under gag order with a penis pacifier. There's a little pee-pee in his mouth. And so we're sticking that in there so that he can't speak. Because we don't want him to speak.
No.
We are filthy-mouthed wives, and we are spanking this pussy-ass bitch with pussy. The bonobo way.
That's what I aspire to be when I grow up, a filthy-mouthed wife. I want someone to describe, you got a filthy-mouthed wife. Okay.
She spanked his dick off.
Man, she's a superstar on this show. She spanked his dick off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whack, yeah. Whack, whack, whack. And we are celebrating impeachment.
Hey.
We don't know what's going to happen, but it's got to be better than this. well, actually, it could be worse, folks. So let's try to keep focused. Let's try to make this happen. Let's try to go back to a more sane way of doing things, but not just go back, because you know what? This screwed up society is what produced the orange nightmare. It's true. We need to be more bonobo, basically, is what it comes down to. Empower the females, but help the guys to feel good, make peace through pleasure, be more ecological, ecosexual, and follow the bonobo way. And yeah, the rich people have too much. Too many billionaires. Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders 2020.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. We love Bernie. I mean, I'll vote for Liz. And partly I liken Liz more because Sally Mullins is going to play her in the porn parody.
That's amazing.
But, you know, I would vote for my garbage man, really, to make the Trumpocalypse change. Just change. I know he's not the source of all the problems, but he's the source of so many. And the whole family, the whole Trump crime family. Get out of here. All right. So, the penis fell off. Everything is gone.
It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't
meant to be.
So, as for you, my darling viewer, listener, however you're experiencing the Dr. Susan Block Show in the womb room, in your womb room, I want you to climax self-love September. We had quite a climax here with this Bonoboville communion, with this fabulous dance. And so we want you to have a nice self-love September climax. Everybody play with themselves a little bit, like in some way, like, oh, yes. Happy self-love September.
Happy self-love September.
and make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you. What?
Yay.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk. With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.